Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is about early Stehekin sawmills. Where did early residents get their materials to build homes and other buildings? Log homes were, of course, common in the early settlement years, but from the very beginning, industrious men built small sawmills to make lumber for homes and hotels. In fact, one of the first races on Lake Chelan was between Mr. Wooden of Chelan and Henry Dumke, also pronounced Dumke, to see who could get the first mill on the lake. Dumke chose a spot at Crane Falls, now Dumke Falls, which is about 15 miles down lake from Stehekin. Mr. Wooden won the race, and Mr. Dumke's mill never saw a log because he disappeared with his tools, and so there was some speculation going on. One of the most inaccessible mills, and likely the earliest, was built near Doubtful Lake, where it was used to cut timbers for shoring up mine shafts and to build cabins. Doubtful Lake, elevation 5,389 feet, and about 30 miles from the head of Lake Chelan up the Stehekin Valley, is near Cascade Pass. In 1888, George Rouse staked claims at Doubtful Lake. A sawmill was built nearby to serve the mine's purposes. Rouse Mill site. It was 1,500 feet from the lake and 654 feet lower in elevation. The power for the mill was supplied by Doubtful Creek. All equipment used for the mill had to be taken in by pack train, which was done by Dan DeVore, an early Stehekin packer. He said some of those pieces of machinery weighed 300 and 400 pounds. I loaded them on the biggest horses I had, but even so, they could only carry them about 3 or 4 miles at a stretch, and then I'd have to get out the derrick and unload them again. Some of the trails were steep and the bends were sharp, but the horses were pretty smart. A related business was begun in 1893 by the Stone brothers, who began manufacturing cedar shingles at their residence opposite Rainbow Falls. They could not keep up with the demand. Perhaps the first mill in the Lower Valley, Ed Merritt's, was at the very head of the lake near the mouth of the Stehekin River, now underwater much of the year. When the mill began, it was either in the 1890s or at least by 1902. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.